From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. They finally put the birther issue to rest Friday in Washington. Republican nominee Donald Trump said that he acknowledged that President Barack Obama was born in the United States. In a campaign appearance on Friday, Trump blamed Hillary Clinton's campaign for starting the controversy during the 2008 election when she was running against Mr. Obama.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
Numerous news media outlets have investigated the allegation that Mr. Trump made and found there's no evidence to support it. Clinton, also in Washington Friday, dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace.
His campaign was founded on this outrageous lie. There is no erasing it in history. Just yesterday, Trump again refused to say with his own words that the president was born in the United States.
President Obama, speaking at the White House on Friday, said he will not comment on the matter any further.
I'm shocked that a question like that would come up at a time when we got so many other things to do. Well, I'm not that shocked, actually. It's fairly typical.
Mr. Obama produced a copy of his birth certificate in 2011. It showed that he was born in Hawaii on August 4th, 1961. The latest polls show Hillary Clinton with a narrow lead ahead of Donald Trump with less than 2 months to Election Day. This is VOA News. The Obama administration is warning Russia that their military cooperation in Syria will not go forward unless humanitarian aid begins to reach Aleppo and other besieged areas. Secretary of State John Kerry phoned Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday and said the United States has concerns about the repeated and unacceptable delays of humanitarian aid. A State Department statement said Kerry emphasized the United States expects Russia to use its influence on the Assad regime to allow the deliveries to move forward. Meanwhile, UN trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in Aleppo were still stuck at the Syrian border on Friday. Jens Lekra is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
For us as humanitarians, this is obviously highly frustrating. We are as ready to go as we can possibly be. The modalities for ensuring safe passage have not yet been cleared.
Overall, a ceasefire has broadly held since coming into effect on Monday evening. However, both rebel forces and the regime have accused each other of violating that truce. At least 23 people were killed and 30 others wounded when a suicide blast ripped through a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan Friday. A spokesman for the Jamaatul Ahrar faction, a splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban, took responsibility for the bombing. He said the bomber targeted the mosque because members of a pro-government tribal militia named the Peace Committee were among the worshippers. The Pentagon says that coalition forces killed one of the so-called Islamic State's terror group's most senior leaders in a precision strike earlier this month. Wa'il Adil Salman Al-Fayyad, Islamic State's so-called Minister of Information, and also known as Dr. Wa'il, was targeted and killed by an airstrike September 7th. Press Secretary Peter Cook said at the Pentagon that Fayyad was a prominent member of Islamic State's senior Shura Council, which hands down orders and ensures that they are followed. He also oversaw production of the group's propaganda videos. Al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Witnesses say El Waq was attacked by Al-Shabaab militants early Friday, and they are now in control of it. Al-Shabaab lost the town in 2011 to Somali government forces. Friday was a down day on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing lower. European stocks finished off. Asian stocks finished trading higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.